bring the shakers. The neighbors won't lose any sleep. Another bonfire at the breakers. Hard crash and slow retreat. Cruising through the salt night air. Sudden helicopter glare. The spotlight taking a leak. Another famine night in paradise. Homeless in Huntington Beach. Still in free fall at the strip mall. Selling tacos and fountain drinks. But I made more chasing golf balls out at the local links. Once had a job in security. Found the best things in life are free. Now I'm dancing with the cop on the beat. Lost inside some industrial park behind the Gothard refinery. It's all palm trees and coconut lotion. Down by the pier side, here at the ocean. It's all blue sky, just stay out of the heat. Homeless in Huntington Beach. Just a dream. Sand and gravel disappear. Even when I'm just standing here, if I wade in past my knees. This coastal edge is like a razor's edge in a virtual economy. Yoga day spots, fusion restaurants, a couple stores selling antiques. I'm told I could be collectible. I was twice as old or half as sweet. Oil platforms rape the shore. Sirens screaming, racing toward the shadows in sharp relief. And I'm a hidden disturbance in a postcard near Lifeguard Tower 17. It's all palm trees and coconut lotion under the pier side here at the ocean. It's all God, don't get burned by the heat. Homeless in Huntington Beach. Trespass on public turf. Waking up to the sound of surf and the smell of warm concrete. Don't smoke outside, keep your dog on a leash. Homeless in Huntington Beach. Abide and survive, push, play, and repeat. Homeless in Huntington Beach. Homeless in Huntington Beach.
There you go.
Welcome, everybody. This is the show, Arm the Fence, about Amir and Luis. Pick a side, and preferably mine, because fuck that guy.
I think you said, I'm the fence.
You are. You could be. You could be, fuckhead.
No, did you think you said on the fence when you said that?
On the yeah.
You said, I'm the fence.
I'm the fence?
Yeah.
You're the fence. Says,
how are we doing, everybody? I'm the fence. You're Luis. We're Amir. How are we doing, everybody?
This is the show. Here we are in a fucking cold-ass fucking San Francisco morning.
Yeah, a dreary.
A dreary.
San Francisco morning, yes.
Oh, yes. You can feel the AIDS in the fucking air.
That would be offensive in the 90s and then celebrated in the 80s.
There you go.
Do you know
how powerful and strong?
That was the big thing about the AIDS in the 80s is that Reagan did not talk about it. So people were like, that's like his fault. It's not that it's his fault, but people were like, because
he
Reagan.
He shouldn't have fucked that chimp.
Reagan fucked the chimp.
Reagan fucked the chimp.
The one that was in his movie.
Yeah, man.
Do you know that much about do you know about Hollywood Reagan?
Hollywood Reagan?
Yeah. He was in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like a movie star or something.
Yeah.
He was a fake cowboy.
No need for that.
What? Well, it's Hollywood. What did you think? He was an actual cowboy?
That. He's a little bit of a cowboy. He had a ranch.
He had a ranch?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of the ranch. I just know he had a ranch.
Yeah, so does the guy who fucking made Star Wars.
That's fair. George Reagan didn't make fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, what?
Having a ranch when you're rich is
Reagan never talked about Star Wars. Oh, wait, wasn't there a
Star
fucking...
Wars program.
I was going to say, yeah, he did talk about
Star Wars. No, no, no.
Wrong Star Wars.
He never, like... He's not a sci-fi dork. There were a lot of, like, wannabes back then that were, like, claiming to be tough, but, like, they were never in World War II. It was weird, but...
Yeah, I heard, like, somebody complained once about how their grandfather talked shit about John Wayne or fucking... And he's like, oh, he's not a fucking actual cowboy. He's just an actor. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah.
A little bit of a cowboy.
What?
A little bit of a cowboy.
How are you a little bit of a cowboy?
A little bit of a cowboy. He played that much. I don't know. He was...
He played it enough?
Do you know what gave him cancer?
It fucking better be riding a horse.
It was riding a horse as Genghis Khan. A lot of people think that movie killed him.
Good.
Because he was like... Because they were filming by like all the atomic testing places.
Yeah.
So he would just be doing this shitty... Mongolian impression. I don't know why I'm holding. I don't know
what are you holding?
I don't know.
Put the plate of cookies down.
It looks... What do I look like I'm doing? Is it like step sumo wrestling?
I guess that's what you're going for.
I don't know. This is the first time in a long time we're actually on video.
On video. Exactly.
This is insane. I need to say a better thing than on video. I mean, it sounds like Girls Gone Wild when I say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Dutch we just Dan need Hope. The third girl who's inside with the cameraman being like, come on, girl, show your tits. And she shows her tits to, like,
that
break
was
the
job.
Ice.
There was a girl pimp. There was a girl bottom bitch. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Have you seen Girls Gone Wild?
Like, it's just the commercials on Comedy Central.
I've never seen this. Third girl. This mysterious third girl you're talking about.
Yeah, man. There's like a porn star in there with her. What?
Did she? Oh, she was a porn star?
I'm sure. I don't know the actual things, but fucking, yeah. No, she was
the enemy from within.
Exactly.
Because I would go, college girl, no tits, offering other women to take off their tits. That's how I would do it.
I don't know. Do you go like better tits? Like good tits? And then like, convince other women who maybe good tits make them be like, oh, well, she has great tits. I don't want to show my tits. Or do you go flat tits and women will go, hey, I got better tits than that.
No.
What are you going
for? They never show tits. What you do is you get the girl. The third girl is the girl with no tits.
Yeah.
And she says, can you please show her tits? And the girls with tits notice that the third girl doesn't have. And they're like survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Because they have tits.
They have.
And if
this is what they really want.
I should use what I have. In my arsenal.
You feel like...
She wasn't born with
it. It feels like it's almost a competitive thing. Or like, oh, you want to see her tits? Let me show you some tits.
I don't think it was ever
competitive. There's a thing about women just competing. Just, you know, that's why women don't get along.
They never... No. This show...
Because they start talking about tits.
We only get along on this show.
We only get along.
We never hold
grudges. This is the one time we didn't fucking scream each other's heads off on the car ride here.
That is true. We just talked about the fucking... The TV guide listings for SmackDown. That's all we talked about.
We also tried to figure out... I tried to figure out what kind of car you'd have.
And then I tried to explain it to you who Sydney Sweeney was. Because
Sydney Sweeney. I still don't know 100% know who Sydney Sweeney is. But apparently she's a white lady who looks like she's all right.
She's more than... Yeah, but... I don't know. It's been a weird year. As you've seen. I don't know. It's... I was listening to the couch. I was listening to the Shark Tank. Were you hearing two pimps arguing?
Two pimps arguing? Oh,
you didn't hear that?
No. I turn over and I hear something, and then I see you playing video poker, and I'm like,
I'm playing Bologna.
I need to find better friends.
That's fair. But I started off the year right. I don't know why. This year started off with me listening to a lot of Sharp.
Sharp? If you don't know who Sharp is, he's the pimp from the No Jumper
you
podcast.
You know who Sharp is?
I know who Sharp is.
All right.
Yes. No. I've seen other people talk about him, but yes, no. He is.
Who else is talking? It must be me.
The Bonfire for sure. Brought up.
Yeah.
And then just other videos where like he's just being mean to sluts.
Greatest pimp voice ever. He has three different voices. His pimp voice. That's like his general voice.
He was on Soft White Underbelly before all that.
That was like his big thing.
Yeah.
Has the second voice, which is drill instructor and audible. He's like, Kelpie, what the fuck? That's like his second big voice.
Who the fuck is Kelpie?
Kelpie's my favorite antagonist in the Sharp universe. It's a wannabe pimp.
Oh, no.
The last thing you want to be.
The lowest level.
The lights just went off at the mention of Kelpie. Did you know? I don't know if you guys saw that on video. There's going to be a small dimming, and it's because how dare I mention Kelpie in the presence of Sharp? You're not supposed to mention, because Kelpie is a wannabe pimp. He's a kid, truly a drug dealer, not really a pimp. His mom is homeless. She drove him to the studio, and she thinks it's like a job interview, and Kelpie gets up there, gets berated by Sharp and his boy for him not being a true pimp. Very sad.
Well, shit. First of all, you commend him a little bit. If he's super young.
Nah,
in the pimp game? Come on.
He learned from YouTube. Nah. He learned, according to Sharp, YouTube. Nah.
He YouTubed how to pimp somebody? You can YouTube that?
Kelpie did pull a "I learned it from watching you, Dad" moment. He's like, who taught you how to say that? He's like, I learned from watching you. And then Sharp is like, you see Sharp? Sharp's like a 90s pimp.
Yeah.
So like a lot of this it doesn't make sense to him yet, of like internet.
Yeah.
So I think when it hit him, he was like, I don't know you. He just took it as like completely literal. Like, he was like, I've never met this man in my life.
No, you put the content out there and then fucking.
He's in charge of the smartest guy, but like in terms of arguing, he has a quality that I sometimes do, but I'm not a master of it. Sharp is a little bit of a master of it. I'm not arguing at this point now. I'm just fucking with the other person and just seeing how far I can get.
It's fun.
It's amazing. He's good at that. Yeah.
Yes. No. I fucking just an angry man yelling at sluts.
Yeah.
And fake pimps. Please. And fake pimps. Get these fucking fake pimps out of here.
He's like he's like 47 Ronin. He's like a lone samurai. He's just the last pimp walking around the fucking wasteland. Dude. That's what he is.
I ever told you I met a dude, like my friend brought a friend to this party when I was younger, and he just started breaking down like, maybe I'll be a pimp. I've been texting this girl. She's very sexual. She's fucking open to, yeah, I can take dick and this and that. And then I think I'm going to go talk to the pimps on East 14. You know, they'd be over there by the Taco Bell or whatever the
legit
fuck they
do. Advice seeking.
He was like, hey, let me get into the pimp game.
I'm going to be honest.
He had a fucking plan laid out.
I think last episode we were talking about how comedy and how like porn are similar.
Extremely.
There needs to, because in comedy, anytime someone wants to talk about comedy with another person, they love talking about it.
Yeah.
Pimps must love talking about the game of pimping.
Oh, yeah.
This guy must have gotten three different lectures from three different pimps.
Come here, young blood. How many hoes you got out there? One? Uh-uh-uh. Barely a pimp.
It's the same type of, oh, you got 5 minutes? No, that really means you got no minutes. Oh, you got 10? That really means you got 5. That's all that means, yeah. A pimp giving comedy advice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you crowd work comedian? Oh, you looking for clips? Oh, like Matt Rife.
Okay. Like, listen, you can tell, you can't give these hoes all the same lines. They're going to remember.
Yeah.
You got to come up with new sharp stuff. You got to fucking.
The Tyson fight was 3 months
right
ago.
Off the type of dome.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Yes.
Yes. Fucking pimps giving pimps advice. I feel like that could be. I feel like Sharp could do that. He could have been nicer about it and be like, let me tell you, little motherfuckers.
Sharp is exposing.
What does he expose?
I was going to say, he goes after.
He's a hard hitting journalist.
He is. He's not a journalist.
Donald Trump on there.
He's a fan of what I like to call the Titanic protocol, which is women and children. He only goes after the weakest of targets.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Pimping doesn't work on every woman. You kind of have to hit your spot with like, all right, she's on the low. She's at her lowest right now.
Yeah.
Time to swoop in like a hawk.
How did that guy end up? How did your friend of a friend? He's not even your friend.
He's not even my friend. I met him once.
You have declared he is not your friend.
I don't know this guy.
What did everyone think when he said that?
It was fucking. It was me, him, and my friend. And then
he said that
I had other friends over here having it. He was having a fight with his girlfriend. His girlfriend brought a girl. And then I was just like, my job just to keep her company while she fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just while they go arguing shit. Hey, do you want to smoke weed here? Like, just stand next to me or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said he's going to be a pimp. Like, he was going to go.
He's going
to
give it a shot.
UC Irvine fucking college.
He's really going. He's like trying to get apprenticeships.
That was, yeah. He was going to go to East 14th, which means he knew. You know what it was? It was sticking in his head.
It was fucking.
The thought crossed his mind.
He was thinking about it. He had one girl that was already willing to suck dick for money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have another story where somebody made $100 in 2 minutes.
Just what? selling dreams.
It was just a slutty chick.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, she made $100 2 minutes. Dude blew his load. Bam.
You weren't listening at all to the Sharp video I was listening to.
No. What was Sharp saying?
You're gonna love this. Sharp was going against a new pimp.
A new pimp
of the digital age.
And from the digital, what
the
like?
OnlyFans. He was talking to an OnlyFans pimp, and once again, not the light.
When the light only dims,
when it's
when
that,
not a real pimp is mentioned.
Whenever I mention something, I'm like, if I were to mention like gold diggers, the light would fucking drop and hit me. Like it would be bad. All right.
Every time we say some unpimping shit, Cat Williams remotely just dims the light.
It's just him like pressing it and then teleporting back out.
These
Sharp probably is like stirring his coffee and he just stops. Like for a millisecond, he's like, "What the fuck is happening?"
There's a disruption in the fucking pimp universe.
It's one of the funniest videos ever because it's like a pimp who's like who has an OnlyFans model and he's trying to explain he tries to explain to Sharp 30 fucking times what this thing called the digital pivot is, and Sharp the entire time is just trying to steal his OnlyFans chick from him.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's good. Oh,
so wait, instead of just taking pictures and videos, now you get to be on the street for real?
Please.
This is a horrible fucking
according to Sharp, where is she getting the bread? That's according to Sharp. Sharp is probably right. But this might get another light dim. Sharp found out that this pimp posted a video of himself sucking a girl's toes. Just checking the lights. This is a massive no-no.
Mm-mm.
If you learn one thing from this fight, it's that Sharp judges him less than a man, disowning him. As like a man for just sucking on a woman. He does not like that.
Yeah, Sharp seems like the type of dude that does not eat pussy.
Yeah.
Sharp is definitely that dude.
Sharp has similar views like an older, there's like a Venn diagram of like older Italian men. Like mafia and like pimps. Like Sharp. There's a lot of
there's a lot of fucking overlap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually fascinating. Yeah.
He's an interesting dude.
Sharp is the man. Yeah.
Sharp is the man.
What, did I say it white? What?
No, I was going to say
he's the man. What?
I don't. He doesn't even understand how OnlyFans works.
No, that's what's funny about it.
He's a fucking... He is the man.
Sharp cares about his money.
Oh, my God.
It's great. He cares about...
I would have just been... Sharp, if you have multiple women, fucking put an OnlyFans page together real quick.
He cares about reputation. He will judge you immediately how you come off. So it's like if you're young... He will immediately question why the fuck you're not, like, in school or something. If your name, Kelpie is, like, a bad example. But, like, this guy called himself Church, and Sharp took this completely as offensive because he knows a similar crew of pimps that go by, like, Bishop and shit.
Yeah.
So it's all very, like, again, it's very, like, Ronin. I compare it to Samurai, what Sharp is doing, dude.
His tongue is his blade.
Yes.
There you go. Fuck.
That was
10 minutes about pimping.
Yes, we're using the new year right.
Yes, no, I was fucking... It's an interesting woman that does fucking prostitution.
Like throughout fucking millennia, women have been brought in. You're like, it takes an interesting woman.
We've met a comedian that...
I have not.
You didn't meet her? No, you didn't meet her.
I didn't meet her.
I can shake her hand.
The Fruitvale.
Yes.
It just sounds fucking. I could hear like that. Those stories all day though. Like anytime a comic or whatever is like, I used to do this, and it's like something probably illegal. It's pretty funny.
There's
a comic that we know that claims to have robbed drug dealers, which is always funny.
Yeah.
Because how old he is now. Chuckle.
Jason Cole.
No. Not yet. Please.
I was going to say...
It's like his final form as a comedian.
I was going to say... fuck, man. Should we say something about not being here last week?
You were sick.
I was sick. I had mesolaryngitis.
Oh. Damn. You went to a doctor?
Nah, fuck that gay shit.
Oh. I guess you have whooping cough.
I don't know what the fuck I have.
You have whooping cough. You have babies.
Everything... Every time I look it up, it's something different. I might have the neurovirus.
Yeah.
I might have pigeon flu.
Let's go.
Fucking, I definitely got too much smegma.
I got it. I got it.
Did I tell you when I went to the hospital for my fucking kidney fucking hurting hella bad?
No.
I had to take a fucking piss sample. And the nurse was like, was you jacking off? Can you wipe your dick off and then give us a sample?
That really happened to you?
Yeah.
They were shitting on your... Damn.
Yeah, dude.
What's going on with your piss, Amir?
Fuck it. It's been hurting all day. I didn't take a shower. Fuck you, lady.
What the fuck? You got fucking kidney stones? What's happening to you?
I don't know, man. It's all shedding down.
This is like the byproduct of having a fiance. Just aging fast. The moment I even have like a ring, all my fat issues will come to the light all of a sudden. Chair breaks. Like, everything horrible.
You're going to start growing fat on your forehead?
Oh, what's a bad thing? No, the fat thing is the back... The airport...
The neck rolls?
The airport neck roll. That's a very... I don't know why I'm seeing them at airports a lot, but it's like a lot of, like, ball dudes who, like, rest their heads like that. Mm-hmm. And you see the Patrick Starr neck rolls. Yeah.
You see the, like, when the fucking fat just folds into you and, like, it creates weird shapes.
That's when you get the Oprah Winfrey audience like this. Like, this is, like, all
the you're talking about the bingo wing.
Bingo wing.
Bingo wing.
Yeah, sure.
You're going to say just hella fat. And then you have small, because you can't gain weight that much right here.
Yeah.
That's also a weird look.
Oh, you can gain weight there. You can gain muscle, Amir. Let me tell you this. Sharp Tank. Sharp Tank on jerking off. That's where I become, when it becomes like talking about masturbation.
Yeah.
I'm just, this guy claims to be a double hander. I'm like, you ain't no double hander. You ain't never. Dude.
Fat ass. Fuck you. Why the fuck ain't you exercising, motherfucker?
You in incognito mode. You ain't never been in incognito mode.
Oh, fuck.
This is going to be the third of 30 times that I mentioned Sharp this podcast.
We're going to keep pimping alive in this podcast.
Yes.
Amir and Luis on the fence is all right with pimping.
Yes. What the fuck is this? Over here. This looks incredibly criminal.
What the fuck is this?
I've been staring at it. It looks like...
Is that a fucking vial?
Yeah, it is a vial.
A vial of what?
Hopefully pimping. All right.
Hopefully a little bit of pimping in there.
I will. We have our gifts. Just show off. Don't show what your gift is, Amir, but just show what your gift looks like to the camera.
Huh?
All right. Huh? This is the... My gift came late because shipping sucked on it.
And I got mine yesterday.
We will give our gifts probably a 9 because we need to try and have these fucking subjects.
Did you fucking bring anything to the table?
I have one subject that I saved.
Oh my God.
Are you ready for this? This is actually an amazing... It's not even that long, but this is crazy.
Hit me with it, Frank.
Someone told me something online on PlayStation that I'm going to remember till the day I die. It's like one of the... He hit me with something so hard that I'm like... I have to admit that he got me. Like...
What the fuck did this guy do?
I was playing Dragon Ball Z, you guys. Listen, I was doing everything possible to not benefit my comedy career. So I'm playing Dragon Ball Z for like the millionth time. And I beat a guy. And then he beats me back in the bitchiest of ways. So I message him back. Severe lack of hands. He hits me back lightning fast with... surplus of my cock in your mouth. I've never been hurt harder in online trash talk ever. Only because he came back at me with my same level of sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded to him back very fast. Look, these pimp tears, they flow, but not in silence. That's not what I was trying to say. That sounds like I'm crying loud.
Is that what you wrote back at him?
No.
Were you
what I'm trying to say, you guys, is that I responded to him about his shitty BoJack use. And I left it at that, but it hurt.
Damn, son. That's why you don't go in there. What the fuck are you messaging people there?
I message people.
Why do you message people, dude? I'll
message people with their severe lack of hands, and I won't know. Oh, they have hands, and those hands type mean words.
Oh, so fucking mean.
Reported him for bullying after that.
Reported him. I got my friends to report him.
Yes.
He fucking banned for a month.
Banned for a month, yes.
Is that fucking, what they do?
That happens a lot, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're not in the era of, 2006 lobbies anymore. You can get reported for a lot now.
Ah, shit. All right. I understand.
You said all right, like, you've learned, like, you're fucking about to message somebody.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to defend it, because, you know, freedom of speech, this is America, or whatever the fuck. But also, it was, like, 50% of the words were the N-word.
The argument of freedom of speech is that Sony can decide what their company does because it's also their freedom.
Oh.
But then this is where Twitter gets weird. I just fucking spazzed out. I'm just talking about this shit. I'm just some first amendment rights lawyer.
All right, Elon Musk, Jesus Christ.
I was going to make the point.
What's the point?
That.
Make your point.
There's free speech in public.
Yeah.
even if I say the horriblest of things,
yeah,
I will still be protected. But if I'm on Twitter, it's a private company. But what if Twitter becomes so big that the United States government considers it free speech because it's like, that's the new street?
That's the new way of getting information out.
I'm talking to my ass. I just spent like a minute to see how far. Listen,
dude, just apologize for saying the N-word, dude. Jesus Christ.
Look, I said a severe lack of N-words. Surplus of N-words.
I'm just proud of you for not just putting the N-word in a message and sending it back, though.
There's no point.
It's because you don't know.
That's like a lose. That's showing too much of your hand, man. You gotta save that for when you hear the smoke alarm. That's when you gotta use it.
When you hear this, that's when you there you go.
Smoke alarm. How was your smoke alarm growing up, Amir?
Smoke alarm. A lot of beeping.
Really?
No, I don't fucking know.
Thank God. All right. No wonder you didn't play Call of Duty.
No, what? Just hear that in the background.
That's the worst thing you could be heard doing is having a faulty smoke alarm.
Hey, man, go change that fucking battery, man.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's fine. If I die, I die.
If you die, you die.
If I die, I die.
People don't care about your health. They just care about you being poor. That's all they care about.
Fucking you leave my beep alone.
Amir, how was your... We haven't had a fucking podcast since Christmas.
Since Christmas.
New Year's. Oof. Since Hanukkah. Since Kwanzaa.
Yo. I know. Fucking Imani.
Ook.
Umoja.
What are you talking about? We're talking about your stupid Moncala thing.
What the fuck, Moncala?
Yeah, this is your Kwanzaa words or whatever.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Gucci Chocolia?
Amir, you're best to explain to us what Kwanzaa is. Please explain to us what it's about.
Hey, man, black folks said, fuck white Christmas.
That's all that happened?
I think so.
Sale on jerk
chicken. I'm pretty sure. They're like, hey, man, throw some culture in there, Hope.
How old do you think Kwanzaa is? We could take bets on this.
Like 25 years old, isn't it?
No.
Kwanzaa
has to be like, if I had to bet,
yeah,
Kwanzaa has to be as old as like the civil rights movement. And I'm not going to go further back. Kwanzaa is as old as like Malcolm X.
Malcolm X? Was that 1960s?
60s, yeah. I'm going to go 60s, right. 50s.
What do you think? Fucking say 25 years.
You're going, that's not a bad bet.
It's not bad. It's not that fucking far from 1960.
We're old. No, it's easy. 19.
I'll say 2000. I feel like that's still a safe bet.
25 years is literally.
Give or take 5 years.
25 years is literally 2000. Yeah, that's your bet. All right, we'll look it up.
Look it up. Right. How old is Kwanzaa?
How about this? Winner gets to decide if they show off their gift first or second.
All right.
Let's do that.
All right. Put it on the table.
We're off to a weird start tonight.
It is an odd start.
Say tonight, like it's not fucking.
Do you watch shit like Squid Game?
Nah, but I kind of follow it.
Like, you kind of
follow what's happening. Kwanzaa was first celebrated in 1966. On the money.
On the money.
Boom. Not too early, because I don't think... Why would there... You got to have a reason to celebrate these fucking holidays, Amir.
I guess.
I'm saying, like... Wait, hold on. Let me see the history.
It's barely older than the fucking... The Book of Mormon.
Black Power. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. It was like it's a Black Power type of holiday. That was the vibe of it. So
do they give gifts?
I don't know. I'll
don't fucking
I'll
don't
read
take
it.
The gift
I'll read
from
it.
The
I'll read
children.
It right now. I'll read that right now.
Okay.
But they steal gifts from each other. All right. I choose that you show me your gift first, and then I'll show you my gift second. So that's
right,
how we're doing
cool,
that.
Cool, all right. Cool. All right. All right. So I go for
now. We'll take bets on what Kwanzaa is actually what you're supposed to do.
I think they have like a candle, don't they?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I have zero fucking clue what they do.
That's the most racist thing I can say right now. The most racist thing I could say is that Kwanzaa has a candle, but the candle's made of Vaseline. And the Vaseline candle lasts for 28 days, which is the exact amount of days as black
is. It's made from salt glow.
The salt glow candle.
Yeah.
yes.
The black one is grape...
grape scented. Dude, this is... All right. Observances?
Red ones? Red Kool-Aid.
So they're all called... It's like...
The green one?
Yellow one? We call that yellow number 5. The red candle, we call that red 40. All right.
But what the fuck are we supposed to do? How can I do my part as a non-African American?
Kwanzaa celebratory symbols include a mat, which is called a makeka, on which other symbols are placed. A kinara, which is a candle holder. The seven
there
candles,
is a candle thing, yeah.
Crops.
What?
Put crops down. It's a North African religion. It's like a... That's the, my best way of saying, like, listen, these people are a little bit fucking...
Well, they did.
You're not supposed to celebrate
this. Did Northern Africa invent it in 1966, or is it an older...
No, it has roots there.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was moved... It was like, we celebrate this. It was like a separatist... Or whatever.
Okay, okay, good.
Mahindi, which is corn, to represent children celebrating, and corn may be part of the holiday meal. You gotta put corn in your food. And...
You know why? Corn stays whole from beginning to end.
I didn't even think about that. Jeez. We should call the Muslim. We should call the fucking... What are they called? Fucking black Israelites right now. Give them that. No, Israelites do not celebrate.
No, they do not. Ah, shit. See, I don't
they
know.
Can. I would have thought. No. I don't think it's that. I don't think... I think it's like a...
That's a different group. I didn't know. I thought that was... Oh, man. See, that's how ignorant I am. I thought that was the... That was specifically
you
who did
thought
it.
Fucking...
Because I'm like, well, it's not... White Christmas Christian pagan holiday.
No, but it's like people that like revoke Christianity because of like the history of like, but I would imagine that's why you celebrate Kwanzaa, is like to go back to your roots. It's like that.
Yeah.
There was a moment in Opie and Anthony where Patrice explained why he's called Patrice, because Patrice is like a girl's name.
Yeah.
And he said that like his parents named him after, they were going to name his mom. I said parents. As though.
His mom, dad wasn't there, obviously.
His mom named him, he was choosing to either name Patrice Lumumba or something like that, or Patrice. And they're both names of, like, African leaders back then. So this is something of, like, I put that all to mean, is this lean or whatever? I'm fucking spazzing.
Keep it together.
Pretty much, it makes sense that, like, in that era, they're all trying to get back to their roots.
Yeah.
They're trying to say, fuck all this white shit. So it's that era, literally, of Roots, the show.
Yeah.
All right, now let me look up, what do people do on Kwanzaa? Gather with family and community to celebrate African culture, called it, by lighting candles on a special candle holder, Kanara, discussing the seven principles of Kwanzaa. You know.
I know, like, two, three of them.
We'll look up the three as we go. But sharing a large feast called Karamu, listening to African music, dancing, and reflecting on African heritage and history, with a focus on unity, self-determination, and collective responsibilities as core values.
What are the gifts?
They watch Martin. That's
all
they
do. Martin.
They just boil it down to like they just watch Moesha. All right.
So fucking no gifts.
Segment.
So it just becomes a holiday where you just like, but I want to get gifts. So
it's,
what the
it's
fuck?
Literally, it sounds like Christmas light. It just sounds like what we're doing this on Christmas.
I mean, Hanukkah, you get shitty gifts, like seven shitty gifts.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a white Jesus. Like, fuck white Jesus. That's
fuck
what it sounds
white
like.
Jesus.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, but, like, give them something.
Because you see, like, how it's, like, the same vibe as, like, the nativity scene or whatever? With, like, the thing and, like, the crops. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we'll look up the seven core values. You
the
got
seven
your words?
Core, fucking...
Moncala, that's a board game.
That is a board game. Imani.
Imani.
Good luck spelling it. I don't know how to fucking...
Imani's a movie with a 3.8 star rating, all right? Now, let me see.
Not bad.
Imani Kwanzaa means. The seventh principle of Imani? No, the seventh principle is Imani.
Okay. So
which
I got
is
to
faith.
End first. Faith?
Yeah.
Faith.
Next principle.
Uchi Chakalia.
Are you fucking with me?
That's what it is!
Uchi...
Cali Uchi Chakalia.
Dude, you're fucking with me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you know how to spell African stuff, you dickhead.
Yeah, we're skipping this.
We're skipping this.
Uchi Chakalia was like, we're quitting this segment. What did you do on Kwanzaa? I mean, Christmas.
What did I do on... I fucking worked.
Oh, yeah, you worked.
Bro, I worked for... We're Mexican, so Christmas Eve is the real Christmas. Christmas Day means fucking nothing to me. And they had me work... fucking from 1 in the afternoon to 10 at night, and then come in Christmas Day at 8:45.
Huh.
Yeah. They said, fuck your Christmas.
You just had me think of something, because you said Christmas Eve is the true Christmas, which it is, but I just realized this. Surplus a cock? Like that message?
Are you still on that? Are you still yet?
I will always be on that.
You can bring it up at any time. He will jump right into it.
He hit me with it on Christmas Day. That's what I just thought about that.
What a gift.
What a gift.
What a gift.
A gift of mental brain damage. Lingering brain trauma.
See, I had to yell at my nephew at a young age because he was like, these people keep sending me messages. Stop answering them. Stop opening them.
Was he bad? Hold on now. Wait. What was he playing?
I don't fucking know. Fortnite.
And he sucked.
He probably. But he's also fucking 10.
He was a fucking cheater. I'm only going to bring up that theory, but okay.
All right. My nephew was either shit at the game or he was so good that people accused him of cheating.
Probably the second one. And he probably was cheating.
Oh, God.
Christmas, you worked.
Christmas, I worked. Fuck you for coming out and buying shit on Christmas. You're a piece of shit and you should have stayed in your house.
Do you sell shitty festive weed?
Yeah.
You sell, like, fucking snickerdoodle?
Well, there's, like, some brands will pull out, like, a fucking stupid pre-roll that's a Christmas flavor.
Yeah, like snickerdoodle.
Fucking, they have
gingerbread.
Cinnamon sleigh.
Cinnamon sleigh?
Cinnamon sleigh. Cool. And then some have cool packaging. Like, there's a red bell and a green bell, and the red one's naughty, and the fucking green one is nice. And it's the same shit as always. You just get like a cool little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just shit like that. They gave us a hat, a Santa hat with the fucking company name on it we were supposed to wear.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice. Sure. Yeah, that's the one way to fucking put it. I did take the liberty of bringing my South Park Merry Christmas Assholes jacket. Or
is the light up
sweater?
Is light up, right?
It's the light up one. Nice. Yeah.
Are people appreciative of it?
I hope, yeah. I'm more of like spreading the word asshole around than it was Merry Christmas.
You sound like happy with like your, like, you sound like you try with your job to be like a nice person. I dress in the same fucking work outfit every single, it is deteriorating.
I mean, if I could wear a shirt that just flips, like, has the middle finger right down the middle.
Yeah.
I would probably wear that.
Fair. And the New Year's? I didn't know that. I'm thinking my birthday is like before New Year's. It was my birthday, you guys. I forgot to mention that.
Your birthday was on New Year's?
No, it's the day before.
Is the day before New Year's? Well, happy late.
We could have had it on Monday.
Happy birthday.
No, it's too late.
Stop.
We celebrate Kwanzaa.
Are you one? Are you two? Are you three?
God damn, they're going
to
do it.
Right. No, all the way to 20. Fucking, how old are you?
26, you guys.
He's 26.
Listen.
His best years are behind him, and he's going nothing but downhill, everybody.
The kids call an unk now, Amir. That's fucking...
That's not unk age, man.
Kind of.
Do you have a nephew?
You're in mid-20s, but like you're in the saddest part of the mid-20s. I don't have a nephew.
I don't think that's the later 20s, you asshole. I'm going to be 29.
26 is...
This year.
Here, please.
Whoa, what?
Let's not get depressing.
What are you talking? I'm not a
please,
fucking don't woman.
Give me gifts yet.
I'm not a
Why
fucking
bring up
woman.
Your age?
Jesus. No, I'm fine with aging. I'm tired of.
You're fine with aging?
I'm fucking phenomenal with aging.
I don't think anyone's fine with aging.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's not like you can stop it.
What if you could?
If you could?
Yeah. I hope.
That reminds me, some fucking crazy lady who had a shit ton of fucking surgeries and Botox died recently.
Who?
I don't know. They called her the Tiger Lady. Look up the Tiger Lady. What? Show the people an image of
Carol
the Tiger.
Carol Baskins will probably pop up.
The plastic surgery Tiger Lady. I'm telling you, she looked fucking horrible. She looked like shit. God damn it. And then she died.
Oh, I've seen that face, yeah.
R.I.P.
It's like a famous...
Well, look at it. Show the people. Show the people so they know what to look at.
I'm just going to say the name because I don't know. Jocelyn Windelstein.
Jocelyn Windelstein. Wait a minute. Let me see. That's before it got worse.
It just kind of looks... Your head just gets bigger.
Keep going. Keep going, man. That one seems like early years.
Wait, why did you bring her up? Oh, you're like
she
aging.
Died.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking about if you could stop fucking aging.
Famous.
You can't.
Jimmy
no matter
Carter
how much
died.
Botox. Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter!
Jimmy Carter already died, but he was post-100. There was a video I saw of somebody dunking. It was Jimmy Carter dunking over a princess. No, the queen, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
All because he's 100 and she's 99.
Oh!
Worth it.
Yeah. Oh! That's what the fuck you get.
Yes.
We win again.
Once again.
One more for the home team. Yeah?
What are we on about?
I don't know.
You asked me about Squid Games?
Yeah. I watched the end of Squid Games.
So part two.
Part two, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is not the end. Spoiler alert. fucking, I watched the whole thing. And I knew when I had two episodes left, even though they're an hour long, I'm like, they have not tied up a single loose fucking end. There is no way they can finish this shit right now. Like, in the last fucking 20 minutes, I'm like pausing and I'm bugging the shit out of my fucking fiance. How the fuck is this supposed to end in 20 minutes? Nobody's safe. No mystery is solved. There's, what can you do from here?
And then, I'm trying to remember what show I did that. I did it with My Name is Earl.
My Name is Earl?
Last episode, season 4, My Name is Earl. I'm like, all right, there's either a movie after. There's something happening. I'm looking up what's happening. I look up the spoiler to My Name is Earl, like the history of the show, as I'm on the final episode, because I'm like, dude, this is just a regular ass episode, like a mini. It's like not that big of a thing.
No.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to just come back. It was supposed to come start with a new season with the beginning of the. It was a cliffhanger. It was a cliffhanger that they left up. Yeah. Well, the baby ain't mine, and the baby ain't yours. The baby ain't it. And I'm like, and you know what? I like that white lady. That white lady had phenomenal tits.
Jamie Presley. Did your girl like Squid Games?
Squid Games? She liked it, but she likes anything very dramatic. And I literally could take one episode a day before I'm like, this shit is too much. I'm going to watch The Simpsons.
So watch The Simpsons?
I watch The Simpsons a lot.
All right.
Just because I feel like it's a very easy thing to put on and then actually be on my phone.
Watch New Simpsons?
The New Simpsons? I want to check them out. Yeah.
You check out The New Simpsons?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't. You keep it classic?
I keep it classic.
You keep it why?
Because I remember when I was a kid and I saw like Who Shot Mr. Burns. I still think that's like the greatest era of like The Simpsons, that era.
Yeah.
It's good. I recommend it. give it a watch.
I want to check out every new Treehouse of Horror.
Ooh, that's fair. Yeah, I'll give you.
You want to see the parodies they did this year or whatever the fuck?
Yeah. Damn.
Have you ever been terrified by one of those?
Yeah. I remember 3 was pretty scary for some reason. I don't remember what
the third one
had, though. Yeah.
You know which one? I remember specifically what episode fucked me up.
Hold on. The one that scared me might be the 3D one, just because it was so like out of whack.
Oh, the one where he like goes into like the computer or whatever.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
The one that terrified me was when Bart had an evil brother
in the basement.
Yeah, Mongo or whatever.
That's
the fuck.
Newer episode, right?
No, that's somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. Legit scared the shit out of me. Yeah. Fucking Mongo looked terrifying.
There was the devil character. Were the aliens part of Treehouse of Horror?
They could be, yeah, sometimes. They'd use them like in a treehouse, yeah.
They would be like at the end, and like they would either observe something or I don't know.
Another year, another successful Treehouse of Horror.
I think Futurama did things better than The Simpsons in terms of like as a show, but they weren't funnier than The Simpsons like in general.
Yeah. I mean, they technically have a whole like fucking storyline, like a fucking. You can see, like, where, like, even though they have multiple random adventures, there is still, like, a storyline of fucking there's Fry like and Leela points, finally yeah. come being together, or fucking deny, finally together, stay together, fucking break up, blah, blah, blah.
That show had horrible. They kept on chasing the episode of the dog with, like, the dog fucking stopping itself. You know that?
Yeah, when the dog fucking, was, like, fucking sad ass fucking episode.
They would have, like, these repeat episodes of, like, who made Bender? And then you find out it's, like, the fucking...
The guy, the guy. Black dude. Yeah.
It was him that made it. And it's, who cares? Yeah, that's what fucked up the Simpsons.
I fucking care. I fucking care that Bender's Mexican.
That fucked up the Simpsons. That is exactly what happened.
Cesar Chavez, Emilio Zapata, Bending Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, that was his last fucking name.
Goddamn right.
The only thing I fuck with the fact that like the pet is the one that pushed Fry. The movies of Futurama were pretty good.
The beast with a billion backs and shit like that.
Yes, those are pretty good.
Fucking the ones where he goes back into. Yeah, I actually like a lot of their movies.
This conversation's going nowhere.
It's a cartoon conversation.
The most typical.
You know what? Nah, I still got one more piece of cartoon news. They took Static Shock off HBO.
You watched Static Shock?
I fucking missed it. Yeah.
15 years ago?
Fuck yeah.
Not even 15 years ago.
I like it better than most of this Marvel shit today.
Why are you watching a kid's show from back then?
Because it's a good show. I used to watch it.
Yeah. I remember watching it.
It's a good show. Fuck you.
It wasn't better than like Billion.
He fucking teamed up with the Justice League and shit. That was the shit. with Batman from the future, Batman Beyond.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to what Amir and Luis are talking about in a rerun.
In a rerun.
Let's go.
Let's see.
But let this on. It's about killing people.
What did the fucking guy who murdered this guy do?
I have it on. No, what I'm saying is, who are you is a song about the after.
We ran out
who
of
are you is a song
then.
About? We got to look that
just like we did now.
I really want to know. Let the bodies of the
damn,
floor is a theme song
for playing on DJ Otto.
Uh-oh.
How sad is that?
You fucking broke it, you piece of shit.
Even DJ Otto's broken when we're on. All right.
Did I tell you I bought some fucking Oreo cheesecake bars yesterday? I bought some Oreo cheesecake bars.
These are the topics we need on this show, yes.
I bought them from some dude bars? And a bunch of little kids outside of a Safeway.
All right.
And they're like, would you like to help us? We're trying to start a bakery. And I'm like, I'm fine with child labor.
Yeah,
fair. But fucking, it seemed weird. The kids looked like 10 years old or under, and it was like fucking six of them. And they were just outside fucking, they were selling the Oreo cheesecake bars. They had like some apples dipped in like crumbles shit. I don't know what it was.
Why
and
not?
Then some type of pudding.
If you're starting a bakery, why not show us that you can fucking bake? Than steal Oreos.
What are you talking about?
Sell some fucking.
They used Hydrox. I checked it out.
Fucking. You read.
I read the fucking cookie pieces.
There's no way they used Hydrox.
Why the fuck not?
Because it's easier to get Oreos than to get Hydrox. You have to search unless you go to fucking Food Max. Like
Food Max. Or you can go to fucking Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
I will now look up the price difference. Hydrox probably tastes better than Oreo.
It's fucking same shit to me. I like the fucking bootleg ones. You know that fucking flimsy-ass package that has, like, half an Oreo and then half a blonde Oreo?
No. But I know
you know
what
the cookies
are.
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Each cookie is, like, a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of vanilla, and fucking cream in the middle. Those are the ones I prefer. Well, how do you feel about wafers? How do you feel about wafers? Is that a cookie? Is that a good cookie?
Yeah,
phenomenal.
I fuck with strawberry wafers. Yes.
Strawberry, you're a fucking idiot.
No, strawberry
you're
wafers
a fucking
are the best.
Idiot.
Yeah, strawberry wafers are the best wafers.
No, man, it's too tangy.
Too what?
Tangy.
That's the point.
No,
and they taste sweet.
No, you get the vanilla, the chocolate. You're stuck with the strawberry.
No, the strawberry is the best. Mm. I would easily take strawberry over everything else. That's why Keebler makes the strawberry brand fucking wafers. Keebler.
Okay, I was like, Kiva is a weed brand.
Going nowhere right now, but please.
No, I'm just saying, I love a good wafer cookie.
What the fuck?
You ever had a Biscoff?
No.
The fuck is a Biscoff?
It's like a coffee biscuit. And even creepier.
Is it a coffee?
You can make Biscoff. There's Biscoff butter, which is just cookie fucking butter.
That's gross.
Yeah, but
people really tried to hop on to like after Nutella. They're like, we gotta fucking find more spreadable shit.
Biscoff is like sweet Belvita. Biscoff is like a true Belvita.
Velveeta the cheese?
No, Belvita is the fucking biscuits that are like taste good though.
Okay. I got you. The Belvita, the breakfast biscuits or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, look, isn't this somewhat of a fucking healthy thing? And it's like, it's a cookie, man. How the fuck is that healthy? Look, it has a fucking blueberry sticking out.
It's healthy.
It's not healthy.
How do I know?
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Cinnamon Belvedas.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to just fucking break the fucking.
Nah, Belvedas are pretty sick.
They're phenomenal.
They're fucking sick.
They're not healthy.
They probably have a breakfast fucking biscuit, okay? But Biscoffs are trying to be biscotti or whatever the fuck that is.
Biscotti, yeah.
You know what that is? The fucking...
Yeah, the Italian cookie.
Yes, that's what they're trying to be.
Yeah, but the Italian cookie itself isn't that fucking good.
I've never had panettone. All right, this conversation, we have 15 minutes for the gifts, Amir.
15 minutes before the gift time?
Do I have a topic, or do you want to bring up a topic?
I mean, I feel like I'm doing all the fucking... You know
what?
Ralph Barboza?
Yeah.
You know he's on Telemundo, on commercials and shit?
Huh. That's interesting.
That is interesting, right? Because I've never seen him even speak in Spanish, but now he's like, con T-Mobile, yo puedo hacer llamadas y blah, 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 blah.
How is he perceived?
I don't know because, again, he's purely English in comedy.
But he talks Spanish?
Yeah. Okay. He's like the voiceover of the commercial. And not bad Spanish. Pretty good Spanish.
You could tell it's him because it's a guy that sounds fucking high.
Sabes que fue? That shit? Nah,
he didn't talk man, I don't know if you should try this product out or no, man. He's like always indecisive about whether or not the product is good. Yeah. Hey, this is Ralph Barbosa, and...
That's a T-Mobile commercial.
I guess. That's what?
That's got to be a fucking decent paycheck.
Of what?
From T-Mobile.
What do you mean?
To fucking have a commercial with Robert. He's over here walking down the street with a T-Mobile bag and shit. He's fucking... They got to give him a pretty penny for that, right?
He's in a T-Mobile commercial?
As the Telemundo fucking Spanish commercial.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mexicans want... I don't know. That's a bad... I wouldn't put Ralph Barbosa in that's a Telemundo commercial. I would put 2 Chainz in it. No, I don't know. I was trying to think. Who the fuck is a Mexican?
Chavo del Ocho. I don't know. Fuck
honestly,
it.
George Lopez. I don't know.
George Lopez. Just I mean, kind of. I feel like the Mexican, that's like a weird, he's not even Mexican.
We talking about that fucking, George Lopez isn't Mexican?
No, Ralph Barbosa isn't Mexican.
What is he?
He's like Honduran or some shit like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It means nothing to us.
Still from Texas, yeah.
Yeah, he's as fucking Mexican as he's gonna get.
He reminds me of like San Jose Mexicans where it's like they can't speak a lick of Spanish, but like they sound like they're about to speak Spanish constantly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's one of the I've said this before on the show. I'm thank God I grew up in Oakland around black people and shit. Because otherwise, I'd be like this fool. You fucking sabes que fool, Holmes.
You'd be fucking that shit, perrito.
Fuck yes, eh. Shit like that, and I'd be pissed with myself. I'd fucking shoot myself.
Yeah.
I'd fucking take a gun to my bottom a fucking jaw gun. And clang. There you go. Now I don't have to fucking sound like this fool. Sabes que? That shit is fucking played out, Holmes.
I have no. Is that how Oakland cholos talk? They just talk like, just, like they
you
talk
think
like
southern
comes,
southern Mexican.
So they talk like shorties, fucking figurines, like what
exactly,
you imagine them
yes.
sounding like. That's sad.
I fucking shit, Holmes. Sabes que, fool. I fucking damn. Hate that shit. I fucking hate it so much.
I don't even think I don't remember that hearing that in school.
No,
I'm
telling
you. You're about to say, because I'm from San Leandro, why would I ever hear that?
yeah, no, they weren't fucking, but yeah, you fucking, that doesn't exist that much in the Bay Area. That fucking SFO Holmes. Because if you're doing that, you're going for it. You're like. You're purposely doing it. You're picking up the lingo as a child to fucking be like, I want to be this shit, Holmes. Sabes que ese? Man.
I can't watch. You know the show, This Fool?
Yeah.
I get douche chills every time I watch it. I cannot watch it.
It makes my fucking skin crawl.
Anytime I see like a character of like, it's like there'll be a person acting and they start acting like a caricature of like, what's that dude's alter ego? That Frankie Quinones guy?
Frankie Quinones? Yeah, yeah. Cholo Fit?
Cholo Fit. Yeah, I cannot fucking stand that shit. Our next guest, 2,000 episodes from now, will be Cholo Fit guy.
Cholo Fit, if we could get him,
this will come up, yeah.
Hey, why you talk like that, fool?
I don't know. That's, but we have that here, right? We have that with, like, the Oakland fucking hyphy shit, right?
No.
We have like a type of talk. Yeah, there's like no. A online mama's.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like those people don't fucking A fool.
Nah, but there's like an A fool of like that culture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
It's just bring back Moded. That's all I want.
Just bring back Moded?
That's all I do.
You gotta do it. You gotta put the work in there, bro.
I gotta be the brave one to bring back Moded.
Yo, bro. Like, you literally, like, you know, when the comics are all together and they're fucking busting each other, you gotta be like, damn, Moded, get Moded, son!
No, that would be like a pausing moment of why would Luis of all people say a fucking turn of phrase?
You have to do it.
No.
You have to
be
the one to bring
it
back.
It can't be me. I need to sneakily New World Order my way into that. Like,
yeah.
It's like, fucking mentally put that in people's heads.
You need to find a black.
It can't be me, though.
You gotta find a black comic and you gotta, like, just with, like, psychology tricks, just put it in his head.
Hey, Mo, did you? And then I keep on doing that shit. Yes. Brainwash him.
I feel like building a castle with a moat. What do you think, Ted?
Yes. You gotta keep on doing that.
You got until it finally. You know why I haven't said.
And it would stop. It would stop the trash talk. It's like you just said, Mo. You can't.
Man, shut the fuck up, Perez. Moated ass man. Who the fuck?
Unless I bring it. I don't know. You have to have it be like circumstantial. Because Moated is a circumstantial use.
Moated is. It's. You can't use it for everything.
No, it is. Moated has to be in a series of like you and there's a moment where someone just something crazy just happened. You're like, man, that was fucking crazy. All right, you said crazy. Can't say crazy again. Man, that was fucking bonkers. You can still say bonkers. And then like when everyone's kind of like, all right, he's running out. Then you say mode. People are like, all right, he found something.
Mode.
Because you're like, yeah, I'm not trying to repeat myself.
I'm telling you, man, you got to put in that. You can't just carry the message and not be the messenger.
I can inject the message, though, much like a lot of things.
You want me to throw it out there once in a while? I'll try.
You'll try?
I'll give it out.
At your weed show? Yeah. Son,
you got moated.
This shit will get you moated. How about that? How about that?
Yo, you know what you got over a message on your game? You got moated, dude.
Surplus of moated. No.
Yeah, surplus moated, dude.
No.
Oh,
surplus of my cock in your mouth will still hurt me.
Shit.
Because he said the word surplus. He knew surplus. Oh, my God.
He fucking.
You know what he said at the end?
He intellectually told you to suck his dick.
You know what he said at the end of that?
What?
LOL. So he thought that was funny. He's proud of himself.
He was proud of himself. Yeah. Yes, he pat himself on the back. That was a fucking good one.
LOL at the end is like, we're just playing this. And it's still just me mentally digesting all what he just told me.
Yeah, no, we're playing. Just sad because it hurt. Because it hit. It hit so well. It
still hurts.
And then, oh, God. Bro, he fucking probably. He had the fucking stupid fucking keyboard you snap onto your controller so you can message.
Those
faster.
Are the worst type of people.
Exactly.
My brother had that.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Because we need to talk shit quicker.
That was in the era of like clans too, so it wasn't good.
Yeah, no. The Ku Klux Klan was phenomenal back then.
No, we're still in that era.
We're still with the Klan?
We're always.
They fucking saw me without the hood. I can't go back anymore.
There's a reason we talked about Kwanzaa for 30 minutes.
We made fun of Kwanzaa for 30 minutes. Let's keep it even. Jews and Hanukkah.
Yes.
You fucking fucks.
Let's financially disrupt the show.
Desmond, why do you celebrate Hanukkah?
Iman's not Jewish? Iman's Islam.
I thought he's the Jewy-looking motherfucker.
A lot of people think he's Jewish because he looks like the most untrustworthy person.
Like a fucking, of all he time. Looks like a fucking Holocaust caricature.
That's the joke.
What are you talking?
Listen, God punished him a long time ago. Allah punished him and made him look Jewish. Despite being fervently Muslim.
Right. Is he Muslim?
He's Muslim.
I've never seen him walk around with a carpet once. That lion piece of shit.
He's Persian, so he makes them. Fucking.
He makes. He only sells rugs.
I don't know. It's,
and he has one for the top of his head.
Do you really want to talk about Jews for the next fucking 7 minutes? We could do it.
And we're talking about all the Christmas religions.
My buddy messaged me one Jewish Instagram reel, and now Instagram thinks that I'm an anti-Semite, which is pretty fun.
So it's accurate.
You find out lots of things.
Yeah, that fucking AI shit is good, isn't it?
It's not AI one. You know what the worst thing is, though?
What?
Is when you see, like, because people are kind of, they're getting smarter about this. When there's a post that's, like, truly trying to fire start, or I think what you call it, when they try to, like, kindle some shit.
Light a fire into somebody's ass.
It'll be something of, like, it'll just be, like, an abortion post, and then someone will call out that post. Creator, it'll say that the user account is from India. What does that mean?
What does that mean? Fucking this it person is eating some fucking unhealthy food
with their
that shit is not clean.
Yeah, with their hand, that's unclean.
A hand unclean. A right. Foot on the table.
The
that's
point
cooking?
That I'm trying to make is that if a person is like, if a person make like a political post and they're not from America. It's most likely, like, that cyber shit. Like, you ever hear that stat of, like, the, like, 80% of the groups made on Facebook aren't even, like, they're either from, like, India or, like, from fucking Turkey. Or, like, they're from places that, like, you could assume that, like, Russians hired or whatever. I believe that.
Yeah.
That I...
Yeah, no, I they say, like, a fat-ass majority. I forget the percentage, but a fat-ass majority of the comments... And, like, posts and shit, they're, like, people who are 25 and under.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's just a bunch of, like, children yelling at each other.
That's just weird. It's like you're seeing... I saw a billboard, like, on our way here for, like, Instagram teens.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Instagram teens?
Yeah.
So that way I don't have to look, like, barely 18. And
that's right. They made an even hotter version of Instagram. It doesn't make... I don't think it ever works. Like, parental monitoring.